Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Ben Griffin. The message is entitled, Living a Christ-Centered Life, and comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. I ask you to please stop whatever it is you are doing. You find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. But before we bring him on, I'd like to open the line for prayer requests. So if you have a request at this time, I ask that you press number one on your phone. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. Caller 6246, state your request.
Good morning. This is Brother McFall. I just like to give thanks to God for waking me up this morning and just ask for prayers for all those that's in Texas and around the world that's lost power, and pray that God can intervene and get things done to move people to do what they need to do to help those individuals out. Thank you.
Caller 4867, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Patricia. I come with thanksgiving to God as well for all of his goodness. And prayer, I want to echo the brother, for prayer for the individuals that's dealing with this inclement weather. I need prayer for my entire family as well, and prayer for myself as I deal with some different situations and asking for favorable results. Thank you.
Thank you. As every day, today I ask you all to please pray for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God will bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask continued prayer on behalf of our ministers as they provide us with thought-provoking words of encouragement on a daily basis as they continue to maneuver through this thing called life as we do as well. I also ask continued prayers on behalf of those traveling, especially our truckers, that God bless them all in whatever their need may be, but that also they respect each other's space and allow each and every one of them to make it to and from their destination safely. We now have our words of encouragement from Brother Ben Griffin, entitled Living a Christ-Centered Life, coming from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, following by our closing prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome. And those who are tuned in on this morning, I want to thank God for all that he does and all that he is, and all that he should ever be in our lives. There comes a time when we must question our relationship with Christ. We must, in belief and in practice, have no doubt that we are for Christ. Christ says, you are either with me or against me. The writer of the letter to the Colossians, he exhorts us to set our hearts upon heaven and not upon earthly things. He exhorts us to destroy the sin in our lives and put on a new man after godliness. He informs us of the supremacy of Christ, the unity of the Christian brotherhood, and the sacredness of human life, which is under attack. Therefore, he says, if ye then be in Christ, or if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. If you have been risen with Christ, the writer says, seek those things above. The reason is that some had forgotten that in their baptism or through their baptism, they had been risen and united with Christ and was no longer under the power and influence of the devil. And since that's your past and you are now in Christ, let your past be the past. That is, since you have been risen with Christ. He says, seek those things which are above, that is, to desire, search for, display a moral interest. We are to strive that the heavenly things be ours someday. We are to seek the face of God. Keep planning to meet Jesus someday. That is where your heart is also, and that's where your mind ought to be as well. He says, set your affections on things above. That is, the joy of heaven must be our strongest affections. Angels rejoice when one repent or when one becomes saved. Why shouldn't we? To seek heavenly things is to set our affections upon them, to love them, and to let our desire be towards them. You know, heaven and earth are contrary to each other. We must make a choice between the two. You know, you can't serve two masters, the Bible says. You love one, hate the other, despise one, and cleave to the other. But two masters we cannot serve. You know, there are three reasons why we ought to let Christ be the center of our life, or three reasons why we must live a Christ-centered or a Christ-focused life. The reason one is, for you are dead. That is in verse 3 through 4. You are dead to present things. You are dead to this world. You are dead to sin. You know, those who are dead can't sin any longer. You can't be active any longer. So when you die from sin or die to sin, sin has no longer power over your life. When the appetites you and I once displayed yesteryears, once we say goodbye forever to them, they do not come up on the menu of our life anymore. They're not something we order when we go and sit down and place our order. Oh, I used to eat that. I used to like that. I used to crave that. I used to desire that. I no longer desire, crave, or like, or even want to have anything to do with that. That's what I used to like. I no longer like it. That means you have died to it. The Christian is a new person, united with Christ. Not just a person with a new lifestyle, oh, that is good, but a new creation, a new created person altogether, because we died and was buried with Christ. And when someone comes knocking on your door of yesteryears, you can now say that person no longer lives here. They are gone. How can I help you with the new me? And we need to recognize that we are risen with him. And now we walk in a newness of life. Therefore, there must be an inward and outward change in us. We must be a new creation. Another reason is, for your life is hidden with Christ. That is, you are protected. When David was running from Saul, it was stated that Saul didn't realize that David was hid in the rock. And as the song was saying, we're hidden in the rock, O rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide my face or myself in thee. And so, we'll hide my soul in the cleft of a rock. And so we are here, we are protected, we are shielded. As long as you and I allow Jesus to be the forefront or the centerpiece in our life, nothing of yesteryears or today can harm us. We can't be influenced if Jesus is what we're all about. The person who is hid in Christ, in God, is dead to sin. We are protected. David was protected in the cleft of the rock. God has given me, I protect them as a shepherd. I guard them. I protect them. Moreover, your light is beyond the blue. And that's what Philippians 3:20, that our conversation is in heaven. It's above. It's not any longer here. Oh, yes, physically we are here, but it's not where our focus is, because our focus is on Jesus Christ. We need to realize, and third reason is that we need to make Christ the centerpiece of our life. You will appear with him one day. Who is your life? That is Christ. I'm for Christ. Years ago, I established a ministry entitled IFC Ministry. That's my email, IFC Ministry. And people used to ask me, what did that IFC stand for? Well, just prior to that, I had the same acronym, but I had a little insurance business. It was called Insurance Financial Consultant. That's where I was. And so I twisted and said, well, I got out of the insurance business, and I want to keep the same email. So I said, I'm for Christ. So the IFC, I'm for Christ. You have got to be for Christ. You've got to live a Christ-centered life. Christ is a believer's life. He lives in us by his spirit, and we live in him in all that we do. The new life into which we enter by conversion is nothing else than the life of Christ himself. Paul tells us this in Galatians chapter 2. Said, the life I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I live by the faith in Christ who loved me and gave himself for me. Death has no power over us. The power which raised him from the dead is also our power. And that's why Romans 6, 7 to 11, we can rise and walk in the newness of life. One day, when he appears, we will be glorified with him. We got to believe this. And so what we see in life, it's what we focus upon, good and some bad. And so many of us need to remind ourselves that Jesus Christ is the centerpiece of our life. So we need to live a Christ-centered life, not a man-centered or a self-centered life, but a Christ-centered life. Just reading yesterday an article on a PowerPoint presentation through Zoom. A survey was taken with our high school seniors and juniors, and one striking result was when they asked the kids about are they living for Jesus Christ. And one of the survey questions were about Christ, about heaven, and about salvation. And of course, one response was, I believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. And I believe in the church. But then they said, I don't believe everything else that the Bible talks about. I think there's a real problem with the Bible. That is kind of mixed up and confused. But that's a young person. So this tells us then, as adults, we need to focus on our kids' faith more so than we have in the past. Because when they leave your confines of your home, go off to college, they are free to believe what they want to. They'll have that sheltering arm there to steer them, to get them up, to get them in the church. So I think we need to do a better job ensuring that our kids are living a Christ-centered life by first, as parents, living a Christ-centered life. May God bless you and may keep you in our prayers as we go to God on behalf of Brother McFall. We want to thank him for being the person that he is. Keep supporting his ministry and staying with the faith in spite of all the challenges we have. He comes just thanking God for a beautiful day that God has brought him. He also uttered requests of prayers for those who are in Texas who are out without power and who are freezing. Those who have already died, we pray that their souls be protected in the Father, because this is nothing they did wrong. It's just that a failure on the part of nature and man caused a tragic end to their life. I want to pray for Patricia, who just is wanting to thank God for his goodness and trying to strive to live good for herself. But she also has prayer requests on behalf of the weather storms, affecting families far and wide. She has prayers on behalf of her family and also herself as she is going through some challenging moments and times. Also, Sister Danielle solicited a prayer on behalf of all Christians, all people, all believers. But more precisely, she requests prayers for the ministers who provided these daily words of encouragement for those who are in need of these words to get their day started and the efforts they are putting forth. And also, she has prayers on behalf of the travelers, and more precisely, the truckers, as they would protect themselves, but also respect the space of others. Wouldn't it be with those family members in Fort Worth a week or so ago, with the tragic end of 100 vehicle pile up on the Interstate 35 last week's prayer, that they are recovering, and those who lost loved ones, that God protect their hearts. We just pray for all the things that we do to pray for. Pray for the Church of the Christ, all over the brotherhood. God, to protect us today. That just be our prayer. In the name of the Son, we ask it all. Let us say amen.
Oh.